Goal! 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 Roared the crowd. Hotfoot Henry won the match. His teammates carried him through the fans, cheering and chanting, Henry! Henry! Henry!
Henry!
Horrid Henry looked up to see Miss Battleaxe leaning over his table and glaring at him with red eyes.
What did I just say?
Henry, said Horrid Henry. Miss Battleaxe scowled.
I'm watching you, Henry,
she snapped.
Now, class, please pay attention. We need to discuss.
Ah!
Wailed Weepy William.
Susan, stop pulling my hair,
squealed Vain Violet.
Miss,
shouted Inky Ian.
Ralph snatched my pen.
Did not, shouted Rude Ralph.
Did too,
shouted Inky Ian.
Class, be quiet,
bellowed Miss Battleaxe.
Wah! Wailed Weepy William. Ow! Squealed Vain Violet. Give it back,
shouted Inky Ian.
Fine,
said Miss Battleaxe.
We won't talk about soccer.
William stopped wailing. Violet stopped squealing. Ian stopped shouting. Henry stopped daydreaming. Everyone in the class stared at Miss Battleaxe.
I set the donut down as well. And these are because you said you needed a donut. Not sure if you were able to pick one up or not. She offers me that beautiful smile that makes me so goddamn weak that I grip the chair in front of me so I don't make a fool of myself.
I wasn't able to grab a donut, so you just made my day.
Well, I felt bad, so hope your day goes better.
She stands from her desk and rounds it, coming right up to me. Unsure what she's about to do, I just stare at her as she loops her arms around me and pulls me into a hug. A warm, genuine hug. I'm quite stiff at first, but after 1 second of feeling her around me, my arms immediately circle her, and my head leans in, taking in the sweet scent of her shampoo. It's like a field of flowers.
Thank you so much, Halsey. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome,
I say as she pulls away. My fingers drag along her slender back before I let go.
Well? Mosley stretched his leg out under the table and kicked the guy with the sling. Wake up. Answer the question.
Give me a break,
the guy stifled a yawn.
We had to drive all night to get to Colorado, and all night again to get back here.
Cry me a river,
Mosley prodded the guy with his foot.
Just tell us.
Did he look?
The guy stared at the wall.
We don't know.
Looking in the envelope isn't definitive,
Riverdale said.
If he did look, we need to know if he understood what he saw and what he plans to do about it.
Whether the guy looked is irrelevant,
Brockman said.
So what if he did? Nothing in there gives the slightest clue to what's going on.